Hi there, this is Colin Merrick from Hodder the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. So today I just want to share something about approaching God. And we know about this phrase that comes from a verse in the Bible, also from our worship songs, that says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And unfortunately, through religious ideas and doctrines, we've assumed that God is automatically far. But that's not really what he's saying, is it? He's very close. Even in the New Testament, he says that the kingdom is at hand. So it is not far. In the New Testament, it says he has filled all things with himself, that in him we live, move, and have our being, it says in Acts. So if we draw near, how does it really work when he draws near? It is simply a heart posture that is inclined to turn toward the Lord in affection and awareness that draws his presence, that is very close by. That is all he wants, is the heart that seeks him, that draws his attention and his presence. Because see, in the new, his presence is dwelling within you. You are his temple. The secret place is within. Since the Spirit himself, that is full of joy, power, and authority, dwells in your body. That's why he only seeks someone who draws near. That's not necessarily doing something specific, fasting, praying, going to church. All those are great, but it's the heart that just turns toward him, that draws the Lord into an experience and into reality for us. So I want to read to you this verse today. It just blessed me, from 2 Timothy 2, verse 11, that says, the saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Now, this is such a great scripture, and I realize I have seen it in a different light before than today. And just going through it slowly, it just blessed me. Because he says that if we have died with him, we will also live with him. It means we have submitted, reckoned, as the New Testament says, ourselves as dead with Christ on the cross. Therefore, we can see what he has risen for in this life. So we can live with him in the eternal, not just life hereafter, but as someone with a life-giving spirit within us, as a new creation, as the old is gone and the new is here. We have this privilege. And then it says that if we endure, we will also reign with him. It means that everything doesn't seem beneficial, but we have this reality of the Lord to hold on to as we go through things that don't seem victorious or feel as glorious. But we know what glory we are holding on to. So therefore we endure and know that because of him, we will also reign with him. Then it comes to this part where I felt always more judged, and it seemed as a harsh sentence. But let's read it slowly. If we deny him, he will also deny us. This is very interesting because it says that if we deny him, so we already denied him. How is it as bad or even as harsh if he then denies us? We already in that decided to not have him. Why is it so harsh if he then says, all right, I won't have you? Isn't it interesting that we've made a lot of verses seem a lot more harsh and like gloomy judgment, but yet it starts with us denying him. Then it says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. This is our God. He remains faithful. See, we are not here today to change God's heart in our favor, but rather that he is a good God who remains faithful to his word and to his goodness and being love for us. Even in 1 Corinthians 13, it says that love does not insist in having its way. And we know that God is love. Therefore, in this verse where he says, if we deny him, he lets us deny him. He then denies us. But he is faithful even when we are faithless. What does this really mean? It means that he doesn't make you faithful without your consent. It means the gift of Christ was given without you asking, but it is not received on your end without you receiving. That's why it's so beautiful that the act of love was done while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Therefore, we can step into reality where we know that we died with him. And then we can accept him and not deny him. And then he can fill our heart with faith and we can walk, endure, and reign with him. See, it's a blessing knowing I do not have to bribe or make sacrifices in order for God to be pleased, but rather that he is pleased by the sacrifice of his son, in which you and me stand today. He is not standing ready to deny you. He's standing ready to empower you to be able to endure and to fill you with a faith that is able to do anything, that nothing is impossible for, because God is with you. He loved you while you were rejecting him, because he remains faithful, but he will not twist the arm to make us new creations, but he will give and he will invite, to which we can say, yes, Lord. And we can draw near to him with confidence. As Hebrews says, in the time of need, we can draw boldly to the throne of grace. What does it mean when we draw near in time of need? It means we probably missed it in our heart. We probably went our own way and know we messed up in some way or another. But in that time, you can draw closer with boldness to his throne of grace. That is what you and me have. Be encouraged today that you need not jump through hoops today to please the Lord. Know that it is the heart that accepts God himself as himself, to know that he himself is good. He himself is trustworthy. He himself is love. He himself is dependable. He himself is enough for every need, every desire, every flaw, every area that I come short. He is enough. So do you know that he's enough for you today? You know that he's for you, and he will work powerfully through you if you accept that you have died and can now live with him. You're worthy, according to his word, to live with him. You're worthy to not just endure, but to reign with him. He is faithful. He will not let you go. So I just want to pray over you and just declare the Lord's goodness and his unchangeable heart. You know, he revealed it. You know why it's such a sure thing? It's not a mystery. Because he showed it through his son. His will is revealed through the sacrifice and life of his son, Jesus Christ. And that son declared even those that were cussing at him and spitting at him to forgive them, Father, they know not what they're doing. He believes in those that were made in his image, even when they don't yet understand it. So know that God believes in you today, and it was worth hanging on that cross for you to realize it and live that way. It's worth it to the Son of God. So what's the potential that you have in him that is limitless? So I just want to encourage you today. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that we have died with you. Therefore, we can live with you. Thank you, Father, for everyone facing some hardships, facing some trials, facing some things to endure, that they will stand. And I thank you, God, that they will reign with you because you are in them and you are with them. Thank you, Father, that they will not deny you. Therefore, God, I thank you that their hearts will seek you and draw near and see your glory. Feel the comfort of your Holy Spirit. Feel the empowerment of you being for them, not against them. That every tongue that comes against them in an accusation will be brought down, and they will stand in your righteousness and your freedom and forgiveness, and they will give it out freely because they are free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. Even when there are so many that are faithless, you remain because that's who you are in yourself. So thank you, God, that we say, God, come be yourself with us. We trust you. We depend on you. Thank you, God, we can rely on you and know that you are enough for us. Thank you, Jesus. I bless each one listening to this today. Thank you, God, that they will set their mind on what you have said over them. And they will carry on forward and see the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys. Thank you guys for listening. And I just want to bless you. Thank each one for praying with us. It means the world. Thank each one for giving into Heart of the Father. It means so much because God speaks to people and their finances even is supernatural answers from heaven to those who are praying. And that's just how we know God is in it. And it's been such a blessing to see God do supernatural things. And yes, even through finances, because that's the stuff we need to live. We just see even God answering people who we are praying with, even in the financial area as well. And it's been a blessing. So God opens doors, and God has kept people, even people who were to lose their jobs because of this COVID thing, and they kept their jobs. So it has been amazing, and we thank God for it. So anyway, bless you guys. If you guys are in the Alberton area, you're in Brackenhurst, we have our meetings. Just follow our WhatsApp groups or our Facebook for details. So thanks, Until next time.